somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, you can be seated this morning. We're going to have some church here today. How many of you enjoyed service here last night? You appreciate the word of the Lord. Amen. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Brother Carter Lawson offers this testimony. Thank the Lord for touching my hearing. By his stripes, we are healed. Somebody say it's the truth. Amen. Sister Sue, Brother Roger Miller says, I have a 20-year-old nephew in the intensive care unit on a ventilator. Also, three members of the same family are in need of prayer, too. Most of all, they need healing in their soul. So let's remember those needs for that family today. Katie Lorindu is sick at home, needs our prayers this morning. Sister Linda Krager sends that in. So let's remember that request as we pray today. Sister Linda Jablonski says, I want to praise the Lord for healing me of shingles. I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I love you all. Well, we appreciate Sister Linda Jablonski as well, don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. Please pray for Brother Pete Lawson. He had an injury at work on Thursday to his eye. It seemed to be fine, but this morning it is swollen and very concerned about that situation. So we want to remember that prayer request today as we pray. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have needs today, how many of you know God's bigger than whatever your problem is? We think we have it rough, but we don't have to look very far to see somebody in worse shape than we are. But God is merciful, God is all-powerful, and we believe that with all of our heart, do we not? Do we believe that with all of our heart? It's not just a cliche or a story that we've heard over and over and over again. God is real. God is true. God is faithful. Do you believe it with all your heart? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Daniel Nunn, if you'd come this morning, certainly want to continue to remember Sister Carol's family in prayer as they grieve the loss of Sister Sharon, that the Lord would just be mindful of that family as we pray today. And if you've lost loved ones and sicknesses in your home, if we didn't call your name, may God be mindful of your situation, whatever it is today. Appreciate this little guy right here too, don't we? Amen. Brother Daniel, love you, buddy. God bless you, honey. Appreciate you.
Good to be in church again this morning. Amen. Enjoyed the service last night, Brother Chisholm. Preaching to us, always love to hear him preach. Amen. Always says something different, and I enjoy it. Amen. I was thinking, something to say this morning. I came across this. I just thought it was real good. It says, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God didn't put out the fire. He just put himself in there with them. It's not about God putting out the fire, it's about who is in there with you. Amen. Oh, all the times we're going through trials, battles, but I'm so glad that we can have God in there. He'll take care of us. Amen. Let's pray over these needs this morning. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this opportunity to be in this service today. Thank you, God, for letting us live on this side of Calvary. Thank you, God, for the blood that was shed for our sins, for those stripes whereby we are healed. God, as we bring these prayer requests before you this morning, God, we ask that you'll just move for each one of them. By those stripes, God, I pray that you heal those that are sick, save those that are lost. God, those that lost a loved one, I pray that you fill that empty place around the table, in the heart. Heavenly Father, we pray for this service today, that your Holy Ghost will come down. Move in my way, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for our pastor, Brother Dwayne, whoever he is, Brother Darrell, the other ministers. God, that you'll be with them and bless them. God, we commit this service into your hands now. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. Amen.
Amen. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming the service today, we pray the service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand today if you would. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate those folks. This is part of their service as well as yours. It really is. And I pray today that our sacrifice would be accepted. as we worship the Lord. You want your sacrifice to be accepted? Amen. Not as Cain. Cain thought it was in fine, beautiful things. But Abel knew it was the blood. We need the blood applied to our hearts. Is that right? We need the blood applied to our sacrifice. May our sacrifices, Lord, be acceptable to you today, I pray. In Jesus' name as we enter this service. Let me make these announcements. Choir, children's choir rehearsal after service this morning. Teen and adult choir practice will be at 3:15 this afternoon. We will begin practice for the Christmas program. All those interested in participating, contact Sister Cindy Hunt, so remember that. Every year seems to get a little bit better, and they keep doing better and better, and just, well, they're a blessing to us, aren't they? Also, Brother Michael Bailey wants you to know that we will be giving out our Christmas shoe boxes after service today. They did that on Wednesday night, be doing it again today. They have those over in the fellowship hall. So if you want to participate in that, they would certainly appreciate your efforts. A Christmas shoe box over in the fellowship hall. You can pick those up this morning. We have some good songs this morning. Brother Chisholm's daughter is going to give us a couple of songs. Brother David Swanson is going to give us a song, but let's all sing one together. Will you do that with me? Will you help? Yes, how many of you want to be a participator?
Yes, sir.
Well, the rest of you, what are you going to be? An anticipator? An agitator? An aggravator? Let's all sing and participate in this worship this morning. How many of you want your sacrifice to be acceptable? I pray the rest of you get converted before this service is over. God bless you. I love you to death. Sometimes you drive me stark raving crazy, but I love you to death. Amen. Let's sing a song this morning. And not to save what we do to you, we probably drive you nuts also. But we're here together, and we're going to stay together till we leave. And then we're going to be together forever, so we might as well get used to each other. Praise the Lord. I bless your name, Brother Harry. Let's sing that this morning. I bless the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. What a lovely name it is. What a precious name it is. What a majestic opportunity you and I have to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him one more good hand clap of praise if you love Him. Sing it, buddy.
In prisoner's chain, in bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night.
Oh, yes, they did. From your heart this morning, I bless your name.
Bless your name.
I bless your name. We give you honor.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
You are the
truth. Yes, you are. Somebody say praise the Lord. All right, we want to do something right here. Brother David, you come on the platform, be getting ready to sing. Sister Chisholm, if you'd come on the platform, be getting ready to sing for us this morning. But let's sing a little bit of that we sung Wednesday night. I want you to go over to that verse, the last verse of that song. What a lovely name it is. Death cannot hold you. Can you start right there and then do the rest of that, the chorus, or do the chorus and then do that verse, and then we'll do the chorus again? Can you do that? Ain't nothing that youngin' can't do. Can you do that for us, brother? Hey, I love this song. What a lovely name it is. Amen. Church, I'm going to tell you something. There's people in this world right around us. They wouldn't give you a dime to be called a Christian. They wouldn't give you a dime for what the name of Jesus means to them. But to the real believer, to a heart in a believer, it's why we live. Is because of what Jesus Christ has done in our lives. Brother Rob, it's why you live. It's your heartbeat, what He's done for you. I look at Brother Rob's family so many times and I pick on him a lot, but I love that guy to death. The Lord brought them out of... He come here for one intention. When he first come here, he come here for one thing, and that was to hear Brother Larry Elliott play the piano. Brother Larry invited him to come up to the service. He told him he's a piano player, the best I understand the story. Brother Rob come up. Is that where am I telling the truth, Brother Rob? He come up here just to hear Brother Larry play the piano. And you know what happened? He got caught. He got caught. Hallelujah. Oh, it's what the Lord can do. It's what the Lord can do, what He's done. I'm going to tell you another story. I don't know if my brother's here this morning or not, but Bob, this is going back. This is what Satan had done to our lives, had done to my life, had me in a backslidden condition. My brother knew the Lord as a young boy. Got away from God. Alcohol got in his life. I know, not to embarrass him, but just to tell you what God can do. In 1989, we was going to, Brother Lionel, Brother Kenneth, myself, Brother Donnie, was going to Florida to Brother Brown's to meet with Brother Henry Green and Brother Dan Daisley for a meeting. And out of the clear blue, I said, Bob, why don't you go with us? And he couldn't have hit the ground with his hat. He was intoxicated. He said, you know what? I believe I will. And we left that night. Brother Donnie sat on the seat beside my brother. And Brother Donnie about got high off of my brother. But we was there in Florida. Now I'm just telling you a little testimony. This is what God can do to a life. We was down there in the services. Brother Donnie, Brother Green, and Brother Dave's all doing the preaching. We was doing a little bit of singing. And one night, Brother Green come up to my brother Bob. And he said, Bob, he shook his hand. He said, I believe you're one of them. And from that night, or from that trip till today, my brother has been alcohol free. Amen. Saved by the grace of Almighty God. That's what the Lord can do. Oh, what a lovely name. What a lovely name it is. Give him a good hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Brother Harry, pick that up and do that, will you?
What a wonderful name it is.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name.
Oh, what a wonderful name it is.
Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is.
Thank you, Lord.
The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is.
Thank you, Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Sing the verse now, buddy.
Death could not hold you.
Glory.
The veil tore before you. You silenced the voice.
Yes, you did, Lord.
Of sin and
yes, you
grace.
Did, Lord.
The heavens are open.
Glory.
The
good hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're a little bit upside down this morning. It's okay, though, ain't it? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let Brother Chisholm come. At this time, I'm going to put the pressure on him. And we'll have our singing after he preaches. Is that all right, Brother David, with you? Is that all right with you, Sister Chisholm? We'll just, I don't know where she's at. Where she at? She even up here? Well, wherever she's at, you can sing after your daddy preaches. But I'm going to let you be seated this morning. Why don't you give Brother Chisholm a nice hand as he comes to bring the word of the Lord to you. Sing that chorus for me, Brother Harry. Please forgive me. We'll do the chorus as Brother Chisholm comes this morning. Please forgive. Certainly appreciate our brother, don't we? God bless you, Brother Chisholm. God bless you, my buddy.
Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you. I will, Lord, until my dying day. Help others find their way at your mercy. Please forgive me. I can't believe the God of earth and glory. He would take the time to care for one like me. Oh, but I read in the Bible that old story, how he pled for my forgiveness while he was dying on a tree. Oh, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it. At your mercy, Lord, I will serve you until my dying day. Help others find a way at your mercy. Please forgive me.
Church, say amen. Amen. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
I'm on. Amen. How many love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
So good to be back into the house of the Lord. I was telling Brother Watson, I think the deacon. I think I'm saying his name right. And I was just telling the saints on last night. It's a pleasure, it's an honor to sit with believers. And, you know, some said, Brother Chisholm, we really enjoy you. That could have never happened if you didn't pull. In 2018, there's a group of people that's still on the faith of this earth that love the word. Amen. And that means a lot. And I really appreciate your pastor. You don't know how blessed you are. I know, you know, you see him all the time. He's kind of like common to you. You know, it's just Brother Donnie. But if Brother Donnie didn't preach and get different type of ministers come through, what I said wouldn't be just, it wouldn't take effect. But because of the ministry that is here, you're blessed people.
Amen.
You are blessed. Why don't you give the Lord a round of applause? Amen. Let's sing that song, Touching Jesus. That's all really matters. Let us all stand. We'll sing that together. I just thought I needed to say that. You are blessed. Don't forget who you are. Amen. Touching Jesus. That's all that's really matters. And your life will never be the same. There
you believe this morning? Just believe this morning. You call on His name. Oh, touch in Jesus. That's all really matters. Oh, then your life be the same. Oh, there's only one way to touch Him. Just believe. When you call His name, let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank You again, Lord, for this opportunity, oh God, just to be amongst believers this morning. Father, I thank You this morning. Your word has already been anointed. And Lord, may You anoint me. May You anoint the congregation, Lord, that You feed us from that mantle on high. Lord, we love You and we thank You in advance. We thank You for healing. We thank You for setting the captive free. We thank You for breaking the shackles this morning. We give You thanks. We give You praise. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. Thank you, my brother. Amen. While you're standing, we go directly into the word of the Lord. Just appreciate the Lord. Amen. We'll be coming from three passages of scriptures, Ezekiel, Revelation, and Exodus. Amen. You love Him.
Amen.
I preached this a little while back, a few years ago. It was, title of it was The Midnight Cry. And how many of you know it's a cry that's going out? Amen. We are at midnight. Amen. But I just wanted, Lord gave me some more input on it, so I just want to give it to the bride. I'm sure you've heard it before. Amen. Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, 1 through verses 6, and it reads, He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which leadeth towards the north, and every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a white rider's ink horn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherubim whereupon He was to the threshold of the house, and called to the men clothed with linen which had the rider ink horn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead, that's not the 666 on your forehead, of the men that sigh and cry for the abomination that's done in the midst thereof. And to the other he said, In my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly, old and young, both mans, both maids and little children, women's, but come not near any man upon whom the mark and beginning at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Revelation, the 7th chapter. Verse 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind shall not blow upon the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any trees. And I saw another angel descending from the east, having the seals of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom It was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. There was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Exodus 12 and 12. Exodus 12, chapter and verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world or an organization. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank you again for the reading of your word. Now sanctify it to our soul. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen, and you may be seated. Amen. Praise Almighty God. Amen. By the help of the Lord, we would like to just have a text this morning. My title is The Angel Having the Seal of the Living God. The Angel Having the Seal of the Living God. And it's my subtext could be the seal of God. Amen. The Angel Having the Seal of the Living God. Do you love him this morning? Now, the prophet of God, our prophet for this generation, we thank God for him, don't we? Amen. We really appreciate the message still live on. Amen. The tape still live on. Amen. Even though we don't have tape ministry, amen, we are the ministry, amen. We are the voice. We are the last days, amen. The bride has a voice. The bride has a ministry. The bride is the final voice to the age, amen. We are a super people, a super race of people. Amen. And I believe that the more as the coming of the Lord, I believe that the Lord is beginning to show us actually who we are. We're just not anybody. Amen. But we are a special class of people. We are called. We are certified. We are set aside for service. And that's why I love him this morning. Now, the prophet of God, this was way before I was born. But the prophet of God has seven visions in 1933. And well, let me just read, starting from the fifth vision that he says, amen, that God gave to him. The prophet of God said that all of my visions are infallible. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Every one of those things are coming to pass. Amen. So we thank God for it. Amen. How many of you love him this morning? And he says, now the fifth thing, scientists will progress in such a way until they will make a car that will not have to be guided by a steering wheel. And the car will continue to be shaped like an egg until the confirmation, the end time. And I've seen American family going down the road on the Broadway riding in a car with their back turned towards where the steering wheel should have been. Looked like they were playing checker or some type of car. Then he said, now I predict and have said, I saw this great woman standing up beautiful. I know some of you thought it was Miss Clinton. But you remember now, he said, I saw a beautiful woman. And that's what he said. You got to read between the lines. Amen. It's no hitting and missing. Amen. It is what the prophet said. I believe when the prophet spoke, thus said the Lord. Amen. I believe God's word. Amen. God's going to have a bride. God's going to have a super church. Amen. God is raising up an undisputed church. Amen. And I believe this morning that I am preaching to those group of people. Amen. And I predict and have said, I saw this great woman standing up, beautiful looking, dressed in real highly roy, like purple. And I got this presenting down here. She was a great ruler in the United States, perhaps the Catholic Church. Now, you know that Rome, amen, amen, how they're going to rule, amen? You love him. But this is a woman nation. This nation is number 13. See, and that's why it's the spirit that's over the globe, the world. And let me just drop this in here. You got sisters that filled with the Holy Ghost. They desire to walk right, live right. They want to go to heaven just like anybody else. They got a theophany too. That's right. But because of the spirit of the age, if they don't pray, that spirit is so strong, it'll make them, and they don't even realize it. But it's a dominating spirit that will come on. It's a spirit of Thyatira. And we are fighting every spirit from Ephesus to Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. We are fighting every one of those demons are being let loose on the bride. We faith in the Lord. That's why we need God. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, it's impossible. There's no way you can stand. The Holy Ghost just can't be on your flesh. It's got to be in your soul. And you got to know it's there. This is a woman nation. This nation is number 13 in prophecy. She's got 13 stars, 13 stripes. 13 colors, 13, everything 13, appeared in the 13th chapter of Revelation. Even she is the 13th, and she is a woman nation. Now the prophet of God said now, when he saw those visions, but then he said, the last vision now, then after that I turned and I looked and I saw this United States burning like a smoked it rock and had been blown up, and it was burning like heaps of fire, a log or something, just set it on fire. And I looked as far as I could see, she had been blown up. And then the vision left me. Five out of the three has happened. Five out of seven, rather, has happened. We are living in that time. Can the church say amen? Let me just set the stage here. I don't want to rush. I want to take my time. Amen. Now, like I said, we're living in a time we are dealing with so many spirits. Even you are sitting in church. Does this church carries a spirit? There's a spirit in your home. Everything the prophet of God said is motivated by a spirit. The prophet, I think he said he can't say much about you coloring your hair. He said, but, you know, he said, don't cut it. But I would like to say, still, the prophet of God said everything is motivated by a spirit. If my wife, honey, forgive me, if I just use my wife, if I would come home, and my wife have black hair. But I come home and all of a sudden she got a light brown streak coming through. I'm kind of figuring, you know, we don't have a television in our home. And the prophet of God said television is the mark. He said, pardon me, he said television, can't think the word right now, it just left me. He said, television is programming people's mind for the mark of the beast. So even though we don't have television, but we got all these things, we got Facebook, we got chat, and Satan has done changed his mask. And he got the internet. And, you know, people want to be like, you got people that's in the church. They want to be like Halle Berry, or they want to be like Miss Clinton. And they get captured up under those type of spirit and not even realizing. But if I come home, my wife got an orange streak in her hair, I know something. I need to find out who she's fellowshipping with. That sister said she going out to lunch with. Is that sister married? And you know, what if that sister is talking to her about? Because something has called my wife to change. So something is motivated by a spirit. If I come home to my wife and she meet me at the door and we what? Meet in the air. And all of a sudden, I comes in, just walk in my bedroom and going to bed. My wife knew right then something has happened. There's a spirit that causes my husband to change. He don't act the same. What happened? I'm being motivated by a spirit. But if I ain't prayed up, I don't even realize that spirit on me. I think that's just me. Not even realize. So that's why you need the Holy Ghost. That's when you can tell when them devils get on you. Are you hearing me? You can tell when the spirit's on you. And sometimes we just ignore those spirits. But you need to utterly destroy those spirits immediately. When you feel them come around, you need to turn around and tell every one of those devils to go back to the pits of hell. That's where they come from. The smutty pit, black walls of hell. I'm a son of God. Brother Branham says, earnest and content for the faith. He said, now watch those spirits, how they began to move. It's a spirit of anything that does the work of it anyhow. The people have to be in this kind of a spirit to bring the latter days. The people in the spirit are the last day. The nation are in the spirit of the last day. Israel in the church, 1953. The people are in the spirit of the last day, just like there was in the days of Noah. Eating, drinking, marriage, giving in marriage, unconcerned, don't care. Do we have that? Don't care. And do you believe it? You got people that's around, they call the message of the hour. They allow that spirit to get on them. A lot of people around the message, they are only concerned about their self, their welfare, but not about others. Giving in marriage, unconcerned, don't care, walk around, and anything else. And these Americans, that's what he said. He said, these Americans is the worst. And I'm saying what the prophet said. These Americans, people, is the worst on the face of the earth. Now, he's not talking about the bride. He's talking about American people. We live here. This is not a home. We are just pilgrims passing through. And while passing through, I met a wife and 6 children was born. I'm just passing through. This ain't my home. Jesus was saying that the spirit will have to come back. It's the spirit of the last days want to confess and hold their confession. Let me just slow down there. I've seen more for the last 5 years. I've seen people that raised up in the message. Sit and listen. They know. They know what the Bible teaches. That know what our prophet has taught. But you see, people do just like they want. You know, they will believe this portion of what the prophet said, but over here, they don't believe that part. Now the prophet of God says, God told him about his television. I call it a hellovision, because that's what it is. It'll give you a vision right out of the pits of hell. It's a filthy, low-down thing. It programmed people's mind. People can't even receive the power of God. They remember something that they saw in Star Wars, the Jetson, As the World Turned, Secret Stones, or the Days of Life. I know you don't remember those stories no more. You've been got rid of your television. But if I believe the prophet of God says that, if somebody told me, say, well, he was only talking to his congregation. Isn't that foolish? Why are you listening at his tape then? I told somebody, why are you going to listen at his tape and don't believe it? Once you get this minister, that minister, why don't you go get Benny Hinn and T.D. Jakes, and why don't you go get their tapes? Jack Colvin, why don't you go get those brothers? I mean, if you don't believe it, leave it alone. Don't even play it. It's a bad thing to live. You're just bringing coals of fire on your head. How you going to believe something? So when the prophet of God make a statement that the bride will receive a power, you know, you got to dissect that. But I believe every bit of it when he said, if you got a television in your home, the Holy Ghost ain't there. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Folks love the television. See, Paul said in Galatians 2 and 18, if I destroy the thing, if I build up a thing that I destroy, I make it myself a transgressor. You've seen over the years, I've seen about 30 years ago when folks first came to this message. Oh man, they thought they were sold out. Man, they got rid of the television, throw it in the trash can, kick out this, and the wide dress start going down, and they ain't looking all sexy anymore. But after a while, times tell everything. So you could act like you believe it. But let me tell you what. As for me, long as I'm on this earth, they will never, I want you to hear it out there, they're everywhere. I want you to hear, there will never be a television in my house. I don't care what preacher, what bishop, what pope says okay. I said it is wrong. But you find people, you know, they got one foot on a banana and the other foot in the grave. You know, and they hate to get rid of that thing. And see, when you come out of Egypt, you got to let everything go. When you come from out of the world, you got to let everything go. Yeah, you got to let those old pictures, those old memories, the old girlfriend, you got to let them go. Come on, take them out of your phone. Take them out of your phone. She's gone. Like I tell my wife, there's a lady work on the job. She having them fits and in and out. And somebody told me, she shouldn't treat. I said, I could care less the way that woman feel. I said, that ain't my wife. And she want to act all loco. I don't have to make her happy. I got one woman I want to make happy. I got one woman that I try to please. She ain't my wife. Are you hearing me? This one woman that I don't want to go to bed with my back turned against the wall and mad with her. We ain't doing that. We're not going to walk down the hallway like we're on some type of interstate and I pass by my wife. We ain't talking. We ain't doing that. Spirit in the home. But you know, people have gotten rid of their television. But you see, my special Black Fridays, Christmas. Y'all know what a Black Fridays is? Man, they're there all night. That's a spirit. Watch them now. They're getting in that spirit. Black Friday. Oh, God. And let me tell you another thing. You trying to win that money on the lottery. You card scratches. Where you think you're going? I was at a church one time. They believe that Christ that actually come down on the earth. The opening of the sea brought him on earth. No, he didn't come down. So if he come, that put us in the millennium. So I asked the church, I said, how could you be in the millennium and you playing a lottery and you trying to scratch a card? Somebody bleed the Lord and trying to scratch a card. Give me an A. And it makes me sick. Amen. You stand in line. You just want to pay for gas. And they're standing there. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Ray? Give me a number 7. No, give me a number 5. Number 5. And I'm standing there, Lord. I wish they had a line for those type of people. And you'd be surprised, people that in the message, standing there in those lines. Talking about give me a number 8, give me a number 7. I got 7, it's Revelation 10:7. I don't need to stand. What's God? See, you don't have to stand in the line and scratch a card. You know, it's a sad thing. Sometimes you got believers. You go pass by their car, you see dust all down in the floor. Where all that stuff come from? They was in there scratching the car. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what they're doing. People got the spirit of the last day. They're trying to win. I don't know how much it was to say it was in the millions. Somebody say, boy, if I had that, I'll do this. I say, man, you can't even pay your tithes. Only thing you don't have to scratch a card. Only thing you got to do is pay your tithes, your honest tithes and offering. And God will open the windows of heaven. God will pour you out a blessing that you won't even have room to receive. But the people get in the spirit. I don't even know when Black Friday is. When is Black Friday? After Thanksgiving. You watch them now. Watch them. Where it be at? Walmart? Everywhere. Black Friday. So, Bonnie, they'll knock the door down. Down in our hometown. Oh my, now I don't know where that's come from, but that spirit is all in here. Black Friday. They'll break the door down to get into those buildings. Officers, God, why don't people do that when they come to church? I would love to know the next time somebody called me and said, Brother Children, the deacons at the back door, we had to get a strong brother to hold the door. The saints were trying to get in the church. They wanted to see the power of God. We can't even hold the door. They're rushing in here. They got in 30 minutes early and praying, and the Spirit of God came down. That's what you need to be doing. You need to get the bride spirit, not the last day spirit. I'm just going to take my time, Brother Tim. People get all in the spirit. You know, the prophet of God talk about there's a true Christmas. You know, people get all in the spirit and they go way out. They get in debt and then they can't hardly pay the tithes. Then I got aunt, uncle, nephew, cousin children and all this. You know, I got yourself all messed up. But if you don't get for aunt, I'm not doing that. I take care of my little grands and I give my children something. I'm not going to try to please the whole world. I can't do that. I'm not going to get captured up under that spirit. Brother Children, you ain't gave me nothing. I'm not getting up under that spirit. Because it's the spirit of the age. So, what makes, and you know, I notice on my job, even in the construction world, in the month of December, man, just about everybody is happy. You know, you walk and you step on somebody's foot. So, man, I'm sorry. The same fella that'll knock you out, you step on his foot. He say, hey, man, that's okay. Hey, you have a good Christmas. They in that spirit. You have a Merry Christmas. Everybody nods Merry Christmas. The cussers is Merry Christmas to you. Now, y'all know we got people around this mess that they claim to be true Christian. They get upset. They go shaka, raka, maka, taka. And in order for the last day to come, you know, the prophet of God says, God will not destroy man, but man will destroy themselves. Oh, we got this thing, you know, they make the car so it'll zoom down the road. Only thing you got to do is pull it back. It's got 160 on the dash and it'll run every bit of it, baby. Where you going? They gave us cell phone. What we're doing? Seems like you say all your conversations got to be while you're driving. Who's doing that? Man destroyed himself. Man makes cigarettes. It shows on there. It's bad for you. Man smokes it. Man's all destroyed themselves. That's right. So we see before the Lord could come, there has got to be a return, a repeat of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's right. Jesus said that day will come. So we see in this United States of America, we had a president a few years ago. Amen. He opened the doors. Everybody be free. Be what you want. Are you hearing me? Be what you want. It's a free country. Everybody just be happy. Just sling it loose. Just enjoying yourself. That's one of the most awful things that I ever seen on the face of this earth. When my daughter, your daughter, going in the restroom and somebody coming in with calves bigger than mine, big broad barn shoulders coming in there looking for a store to go in. But American people that see that, and it's almost like nothing happened. You need to be sighing and crying. You need to be asking God to have mercy. You know, it don't surprise me. You know, it don't surprise me what goes on in church now. If they could kill up, if they could bomb, we are living. You don't know who's sitting in church. You don't know what's on their mind. That's why you got to be ready. We're living in an age. We're living in a time, a neurotic age. It's a going home of the church. But people like, you know, long as I could come to church and the brother preach us a good, happy meal, we're going back home. But look, brother and sister, I want to change. Now I want to say something. Now, this is the first time I say this since I've been coming here. But I just saw something stood up and I got to hit it, okay? If you got a problem with colors of skin, you got a major problem. Yeah, you got a major problem. You're not going. No. You're not going. You're not going. You will not make this transition. But the bride got the bride spirit. Are you hearing me? So you need, I just saw that spirit, so I need to deal with that spirit. You need to come clean. So Lord, I got a problem. You're too young to have that problem. What's wrong with you? You picked that trait up or something. You're too young to be like that. You're too young to be like that. You're too young to be like that. Where do you get it from? Did it come through a train of ancestors? You need to stop it at the door. Amen. So that black man, that red man, that Chinese, that brown man, those are my brothers and those are my sisters. Said, I don't have the spirit like the world. I don't have the church spirit, but I got a bride spirit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The spirit of the age. Same-sex marriage. Said we are here. We talked about it, but it's here. I think they said Trump said. Someone told me that Trump said, whatever they was born, that's what he's going to call them. Now, he's good on that. That's one time that trumpet needed sound. Whatever they born, we're going to handle you that way. Are you hearing me? You want to come on the job? You want to act like me? You're going to carry the tuba before. You're going to climb up the wall just like I am. That's right. You want to be a man, we're going to treat you like one. That's right. Somebody say amen. We're living in an age. Spirit. And mine, I remember being in construction for 35 years. I remember when I first started. The only people, now if you got one, so be it. But if you've been here one day too long and you heard it, I mean, look like you got people that's been in the message, been taught, but they leave out the first thing when they backslid. backslide, they go out, they come back with their grandchildren arm, names all on their arms. What caused them to do that? It's a spirit of the age. Sometimes it used to be a time in construction. You try to read, like a lot of time I pass by people and I read the name real fast. I said, "Good morning, Jim." They're like, they think they're real special. Like, how do you know my name? Come on, man, it's on top of your hard hat. But now you don't have to look up there anymore. They got the names all on the side of the neck. It used to look funny when you see men that say if he put it in this ear, he's cool. But if he put it in the other ear, he's... But now, they're walking around. In the construction world, when I started, men couldn't... No human being could have their hair hanging out. Your sleeves had to be 6 inch. But because of the age, we're just going to build this building. It doesn't matter how you look. No matter how you look, what you do, just come on. Just a free, just come on. And now it's so dangerous. And they talk about safety. I was just standing the other day, this man standing by 6'3", got a long ponytail down there. And that is dangerous. He working with machinery. I was on a job right during 9/11. This young man who was about 50 years old, him and his wife's school teaching, just getting ready to retire and travel the world. But he had on his harness. And he went up on the floor, and his foreman, that's why you got to have a good pastor. You got to make sure your pastor is on the word. You got to make sure your sanctum man know all the codes. You got to make sure that your sanctum man knows safety rules. The sanctum man told one of his men to go in that area. I think it was barricaded off. Red mean don't go in. I ask permission. Amen. Yellow means caution, just look and go in. So evidently it was a yellow one, I think. But his foreman told him to go in there. It's only going to take a moment. Just go in there, it'll take a few moments. And he went inside of that area, and he got the crane on the side, the elevator that comes down on the side of the building. So this man goes in there, nice gentleman. He goes inside of there doing his task as his foreman told him. But all of a sudden, the elevator was coming down. His man harness, the part of his gear was hanging way back. And that elevator came down and hooked onto his harness. And it pulled him. And it squeezed him. He screamed, "Help." There was nobody able to help him. That's why you got to make sure you got a pastor that is season. A seasoned pastor. Huh? That's why the prophet of God said we need to listen and write down and pay very close attention. Somebody told me and said, "Brother Children, you be careful you get off any false doctrine." I believe that God put an inside, something in the inside. When something ain't right, there's an alarm go off. I'm just taking my time this morning. And God give us a discernment. Yeah. Our discernment, as time goes, the discernment is getting greater. You can discern spirits. But if people get caught up on the spirits, I see ladies on the job, tattoos everywhere. It used to be the rugged guys used to do that. Beautiful ladies, tattoos all on the face and on the neck, pins in the nose. Years ago, I saw someone driving a car with a set of car keys in the nose or the house key. I said, what is that? That is insane. Red hair and blue hair. I saw those things in the circles. But it's like, this is just America. Everybody do like they want. But I think at the same time, I believe God got a group of people on this earth that has a bride spirit. And she is sighing and she is crying for the abomination that's been done in the city. The prophet of God said, it's the spirit of the last day. Want to confess and hold your confession. I'm this. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Methodist. I'm in the message. And still live any kind of life. Can the church say amen? Amen. But I thank God there's a bride on the face of this earth. The prophet of God said, y'all don't mind me reading this quote, do you? Thank God for that. Some church, you read this, you feel alarm go off. You read too many of the prophet quote. I believe we are at the end, and you can speak to people. You could put a Billy Graham. You know, Brother Brown is talking about Billy Graham. He's talking about that angel. Those two angels that went down to Solomon. That's right. He said, watch those angels. He said, when those angels leave off the earth, then watch the fire fall. Y'all know he said that, don't you? Billy Graham gone. Huh? Oh, that's just Brother Brown. That just was his opinion. Oh, keep on. Oh, okay. All right. I see where you're at. I believe we're at the end. You can speak to people. You could pull a Billy Graham in every city in the United States. They'll drink whiskey and smoke cigarette and laugh at you. Everything else just the same. They are in the spirit of the last day. And God cannot send destruction before the people are in the spirit of destruction. God never did destroy anything. It's man's always destroyed. Let me read this last one. He said, we got to get in the spirit of the last day. When the last days are here, you go to a dance. You get in the spirit of the dance, or you won't dance. You go to a church. You got to get in the spirit of worship. You see people come to church and everybody worship, and some people that's sitting there looking, they're not in the spirit to worship. Before you can worship, the world got to get in the spirit of the last days before the last days can come. We're in the spirit of the last days, and God promised that these things will be here, and that whatever we got, we're in the last days, and men and women are sitting asleep and don't even realize that we're living in the last days. I think about time is drawing nigh. We got to be getting close to the end. People are insane, insanity. I know a young girl, I was talking to her the other day, and she told me, she said, when I come home and I stopped to get my gas, she said, God, just run up to my car. And I told the young lady, I said, well, you know, I try to teach my daughter, and I told the young lady, I said, sometimes as a woman, as a female, I try to teach my daughter because they got the faith, the real world. I said, when you out there and you see one of them coming up, pick up your phone like you talking to somebody. And while they're trying to talk, look at them. While they're trying to talk, and they come up acting out of the way and say, excuse me. That'll kind of back them off a little bit. Huh? That don't hardly work no more. They're bold now. Those demons are bad now. Young lady told me that the gentleman walked up to her. She said she saw them coming. I said, what do you do? She said, they came up and asked me and said, who are in your car? You know, and I think about it. I got daughters out there. You got children out there. And that's why, you know, and then it tell me, I said, was it night? It was broad day. So, those demons could manifest themselves in human body. What about you and I? The more we release ourselves, the Spirit of God will work more in us. But we got to continue to die every day. What a time that we're living in. We got to get out of here, church. We don't know what's next. My children, your children. My grands, your grands, go to school to get an education. My daughters, my grandbaby, got to come back home. Papa, teacher got shot. What are you talking about, baby? I already know about it. Teacher dead. I saw it. Somebody insane. Something they're going through. It's so bad now. Even on our job, when layoff come. Even sometimes the former got to have a tight security because people, just the other day, one man was escorted off the job and he said, I will be back. And when they say that, you better believe that. You better know God. We better know God. We got to be to a place. We got to call Jesus on the scene. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we got to have the Spirit of God that can lift up a standard. This world is in trouble. This world is in trouble. My grand got to come home and tell me that. My grandbaby got to tell me, Grandpa, I went in the bathroom. A big man came in, Grandpa. And it's the law. America, a God-fearing nation. Unity. What has happened? Men like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Those men fought. George Washington fought the icy Delaware, barefooted, cold on the snow, to fight to see this nation goes on. But let me tell you, church, we could pray all we want, but this nation has indicted. This nation has rejected the very word. So when a rejection has come forth, there's nothing that's left but the bomb. I don't want you to go to sleep. I want to tell you. And I don't want to demonstrate something here. I just need two objects here. Can I? I just need two objects. I just try to. I just use this. Here is the United States of America. This is where we live, Brother Terry. This is where we at right now, sitting in Johnson City, Tennessee. This is not Mars. This is not Jupiter. This is the United States of America. This is where we live. We leave our home. We're expecting to go back home. But according to Brother Branham's vision, he said he saw this blown up to pieces. But I believe before the fire fall in the days of Noah, Lot was out. Before the water came down in Noah's day, he was in the ark. And I believe before the fire could fall, the bride would be in the glory. But let me just kind of, I want to put the truth. You know, in every church, you got three classes of people. I hate to say it like that. Last night, I want to make it look like everybody was bride members. But I'm just going to tell the truth right now. You got three classes of people. You got believers, make-believers, and unbelievers. The unbelievers, they know where they're going. They just come to church just to get just to warm up in pews, and they go back home and watch I Love Lucy. But you got that make-believer. They don't watch television in their house. They go to auntie house and watch the Super Bowl. Oh, come on now. But they want to rebuke somebody else. But they're going to somebody else's house. Or they're going in the store watching the Super Bowl. I care less who wins the Super Bowl. Now you watch that spirit. Watch that spirit of the year. People, you know, sometimes, folks, I've seen people at church. They be glad when service out. When the minister get to a place, he said, well, I'm getting ready to close. The one that's sleeping, they'll say, amen, amen. Because they want to go outside and they want to watch the Super Bowl. And the prophet of God said, he said, now, I believe what our prophet of this day, I believe he saw what Ezekiel saw. Ezekiel, Daniel was concerned about his people. And God told Daniel, says, go in your lot, go in the grave, don't even worry about them. At the appointed time, they'll get the gospel. But I thank God in this hour, amen, Daniel was concerning about the 144,000. But let me tell you, church, amen. But God in this hour got a group of people on this earth. Let me slow down. Let me slow down. America. Those prophets, one of the prophets say he saw men's eyes fall out of their sockets while they was alive. Men's rotting in their flesh. Atomic bomb, a nuclear. Man's going to destroy itself right in this country. But let me put a division here. Now, not the true bride. They'll be gone. But let me just talk to those that plan church. Those that just got enough Holy Ghost, just to get them to church. Amen. Just to make them say amen. When it's like that, that's just enough on your flesh. It got to go beyond your flesh. It's got to go deep down in the soul. Pardon me. The prophet said, I don't want to hurry here. The prophet said, when he turned, only thing he saw was America going up in ashes. Was he just talking, Brother Terry? Did he saw it? He said, Los Angeles will go under. When? I don't know. But that thus said the Lord. It will reach all the way from California, wherever, all the way clean in Kentucky. Y'all wasn't there. You're too further up this way. But I was close when Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Florence. I mean, this total place, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. What this world is about to see, it's going to get it's a birth pain. Birth pains is everywhere. The earth is rolling, travailing. She's trying to give away. And God allowing the pressure to come on this earth to push the 11th hour people in their position. Let me tell you tonight, this morning, if you don't know your position, you got a position, but you got to know your position. You got to know what you call for. You say, well, Brother Chisholm, I don't know. You may be a good amener. You may be that one that can help the pastor out. You got to know your place. A bomb coming. And the prophet of God said, he said, but watch Russia. Is that what he said? Watch Russia, the king of the north. Well, it's like people just going, doing like they got to do. But as for me and my house, we're trying to get closer to God. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing this year. We're trying to better ourselves. My wife and I, we're trying to get all these little flaws out of our marriage because what we do, our children see. Are you hearing me? Our grands see. So we're trying to build our home upon a rock, not upon sand. Are you hearing me? Can the church say amen? But that bomb is coming to America. I'm just going to use this morning as a bomb. Now, when those prophets spoke, they spoke, thus said the Lord. Yeah. So when that left, he can't call it back. That's right. Are you hearing me? What was the man? You remember when Ahab, I think, went out there to war. One of the men went out there. The Bible said he shot the bow without ventured or something like that. And when he shot the bow, I can imagine when the army was called to come back in, he just say, well, turn it loose. But see, God, Elijah already prophesied, amen, that the dog's going to lick his blood. That's right. So that arrow went up. And then when it went up, it went directly into the heart and the flesh of Ahab. Why? Because it was thus said the Lord. I'm going to get to the bride. I know you can't hardly pull because I know you ain't going to be here. People are arguing, is it going to be the true Elijah that walked on the earth, or is it going to be the spirit on two men? You can argue all you want. Where Brother Brandon said over here, that's good, but that's not in my scripture. Why should I worry about? I'm not going to be here in Revelation 11. So I'm not concerned about them. That's going to be for the Jews. We are Gentile bride. We're the 11th hour people. There should be a sign and crying. The prophet of God said, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. You brothers help me out. The prophet of God said, he said, here in Jeffersonville, I said the other time, he said, where's the sign and the crying? Here in Happy Valley, where's the sign and crying? Where's the weeping? Where's the all-night prayer? You know why? Because it's the spirit of the age. It's not the spirit of brotherly kindness. That's been gone. It's the spirit of Laodicea. It's a cold, indifferent spirit. And you have to be strong to break that spirit. That spirit is like a bear, Brother Jack. Amen. You got to be strong to fight against that spirit. That spirit is lazy. Amen. That spirit love pleasure more than love of God. That spirit is truth breaker. That spirit is false acute. But Lord, give me, Brother Jim, give me the bride spirit. Give me that heavenly spirit. I want the spirit to get me out of here. Can the true church say amen? Amen. Well, whether we want it or not, amen, what those prophets saw is coming to pass. But let me tell you, Church of the Living God, amen, those men out there was fighting. But let me say this right here. Ezekiel, the 6th and 7th chapter, God told Ezekiel, Ezekiel saw Israel. He saw the people of God. He saw Israel. What Ezekiel saw, God stood back and saw something different. Ezekiel saw people worshiping. Ezekiel saw fine-looking Christian folks coming to church, looking all nice and everything. But that's what Ezekiel saw. But God said, Ezekiel, come here closer. Didn't the Bible say so? And when Ezekiel got closer, somehow God allowed a hole to be in the wall. Are you hearing me? Then when Ezekiel looked through that hole, he saw some things that was going on the other side of the wall. And what I'm trying to say, my brother, my sister, amen, I'm talking about those, I ain't talking about the bride. The bride doing all she can. She eating the book. So I'm not talking about the bride. Amen. We'll become the revelation. We are the revealed word. We're not slipping and sliding and ducking and diving. We're trying to stay on the revealed word of thou. We are Christian. We're not trying to be a bride. We are the bride. But I'm talking about those that come to church when you get ready. Stay home because your tummy hurt. But on Monday morning, they're going to work. What happened to the tummy? But a true bride, a fight with everything in there to become this word. Oh my God, what a time that we're living in, church. Oh my God. And what Ezekiel saw. Amen. In Ezekiel the 9th chapter, we saw these men coming up with slaughtering weapons in their hand. And the prophet of God said, what God did, God turned loose the spirit. And you think about 80, 70. Amen. When Jesus prophesied, I think in Matthew 24, he said, don't let your flight be in the winter. Right. Yeah. On the Sabbath day. Yeah. Well, why, Master? Why? Yeah. He said, you don't want to be here. Right. Well, why? Explain it to us. Just don't tell. He said, because, amen, when you see the abomination of the desolation done in the city, 15th verse, get out of the city. Yeah. What we see here now? Same-sex marriage. Getting up in the pulpit, preaching, and the members, amen. While you and I are sitting here, America is hanging by a rotten thread. And any moment, I know people feel like you got a long longevity life, but this thing is winding up quickly. Is a rejection of the message like never before. People got to show their colors because you're not born for this. This ain't going to fit you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God I don't have to impersonate nothing because what's in me? I am a plain book. I'm a written epistle. I'm read of all man. I don't have no skeleton in the closet. I believe that this message is thus saith the Lord. I believe that God raised up a prophet in this hour that gives a bride rapture faith. And Brother Terry, I'm going to fight with everything in me. Let me hold Ezekiel right here. Right here. Let me just go back to Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world or an organization. Many people come out of the organization. Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, UPC, unprivileged children. Huh? Pardon me. people come out of Egypt. Are you hearing me? People come out of Egypt, but they bring Egypt with them. Can the whole church say amen? I got another body over there and he ain't doing none of this. It's all right though. I'm still going to preach, amen. And nothing's going to stop, amen. But Egypt, people come from out of denominations and they come to this message. A lot of them bring their old traditional trends over in the message. It won't fit. It's different. We are people, we believe all of the word. We don't mix nothing with creed. We believe all of the word. We believe the Bible from the kibble to the end. We believe all of the word of God. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
But an order went out. Moses told them, the death angel is coming through. Now I'm going to ask you, is death all over the land? It's here. I don't even read newspaper because I'm telling you, you might get a newspaper to read the ad, but every time you see, even on my phone, a clip come up. Somebody got bombed. Somebody got shot. Somebody got raped. Somebody ran over this. Plane fell and all this. We're living. It's Satan, Eden. Ain't no way in this hour, much as I know now, I ain't taking not one step back with Brother Lord. I'm fighting with everything in me. That devil might bring a win, but let me tell you, it's going to take a stronger win than this. It's going to take a stronger win to pull us down. You know, the Bible says everything that can be removed or everything that can be shaken will be shaken. There's a shaking going on. Oh my, pardon me again. I know my wife hates this part, but it's part of life. Praise the Lord. It was told to get out of Egypt. Come out of Egypt. Amen. I'm going to put the blood over the doorpost. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Don't put the blood in the house on the table, but put it over the top of the door. And let me tell you today, we don't have no type of animals. We don't have blood over our house door. What we got is the life of Jesus Christ over our door. Amen. When the enemy come in, he can't go into the house because he see the life of Jesus Christ. He see Mrs. Jesus Christ. The devil has to back up. I can't attack that brother like I want because I see the life of Christ. The bride has took on the life. The wife has took on the potential of her husband. We got the same potential. Amen. Somebody say amen. Oh, I love this with all my heart. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Do you hear me this morning? I love this, amen. This is all I got. Somebody told me, you better be careful going to that white folk church. I ain't thinking about that. I seen a gentleman in Pentecost. He asked me, where you getting all that from, the church age in Laodicea? Man, you know we wasn't raised that way. See, some people want to stay back in the horse and buggy. They want a heart. You're going to get run over. Huh? We're not even in the airplane age. We're not even in the astronaut age. We're in the age of the intelligence. Or do you love me? Do you love the Lord? Well, Brother Terry, gentlemen said, where you getting all that from, church aid? And I had a church aid book, and I showed it to him. He said, you ain't got enough of those people? Well, what are you talking about? Yeah, look what's on there. You got a white man on there. What are you talking about? I don't see what you're talking about. Huh? I don't see color. Matter of fact, that's why people is going back. That's why they're rejecting the message, because they see William Branham. Are you hearing me? If you can't take William Branham and put him in the scripture, you're going to. You got to realize that he is the seventh angel. You got to realize, I'm going to say it again. Amen. You got to realize in Revelation 10, 8 and 11 is your scripture. You got to take the book. You got to. They might be laughing at me. I don't care. My belly is full. I feel good. I feel sound. Every time I see Brother Chilton, he's riding on the road. He's eating the book. I'm eating the book. I'm eating the word. And what I eat, I become. If I eat a lot of garbage, I become garbage. If I eat a lot of he said and she said, that's what I become. But I ain't stuck by nobody else what I'm doing. How you brothers are? 17, 15. Y'all must have got them in order like that. 16, 31. Where are we going back that way? But let me tell you what. When I was your age, I loved this message. I believe everything I believe. And when I went on the job, amen, there was a burden in my heart. When I went to work, amen, everybody talking about what they believe in. They got Joseph Smith and this and that. And I just talk about the prophet. And do you know why I know this message is so true? Nobody got upset about Joseph Smith. But when I show a little white Kentucky man, this, who is he? I say, he's William Brandt. Where is he? I say, he's dead. You mean to say you worshiping a dead man? I said, I'm not worshiping a dead man. I said, then somebody told me, said you worship Jesus and he dead. I said, yeah, he died, but he rose again. But let me tell you what, you stand for this message, it'll stand for you. Young man, back in the early age, in the 30, by 31, I believe this thing. Man, I'll stand for this. Man, I'm staying for this. I go to work. Folks laugh at me. What you got in your book bag? They're eating hot dogs and hamburger. And I pull out a book, reading the book. What I was doing, I was eating. God, what God was doing, he was restoring me for this day. If I didn't eat back then, I couldn't tell you nothing no more. Somebody say amen. But what I was doing as a young man, they was reading newspaper and soap operas. And look, they didn't have phone back then. But what I was doing, I was eating the word. And brother, I had so much inside of me, I was bold. Huh? And you know how the construction are. Guys on the job, big fella, he's dead and gone now. About 300 pounds in construction, they're rugged. And I'm a little teeny little whippersnapper. And I come walking through, and the next morning, one guy's 6'3", he challenged me. And I stood like little David. I said, I believe this is the truth. They said, why are you worshiping that dead man? I said, he might be dead and gone, but the message still live on. I didn't know a lot of what I was talking about, but I liked for that devil to walk up on me now. When I'm full with the Holy Ghost, I can tell that devil, read not just a book. Amen. We're not reading a book, but we have become the book. My time, that clock is ticking. So on the job that day, I come up there and I done told my wife how they were threatening me. But I came to work that day and I prayed. I said, I believe this with all of my heart. Amen. And they said, God, heaven, true. I was walking around on a slab and the same guys, three of them were standing there. Now, I'm standing on God's word. This is actually what happened. Three guys were standing there where I had to walk. I either get down on the ground or walk through there. But they was blocking the way and they was talking about me. And when I walked through it, when I got close to them, so help me God. It's like a wind just and it stood back to the wall. And I walked through, and that's a God heaven truth. And I walked up on a ladder and a guy walked up to me. He said, Rev, I don't mean no harm. He was shaking. He said, Rev, I don't mean no harm. I just want to talk about it no more. I said, what you talking about? He said, I don't mean no harm. That man you talking about is just so. You know what they tampered with? They wasn't talking about William Branham. They was talking about Christ. It was Christ in William Branham. That was the opening. That was the mystery of the seventh seal. See, this will kill you graveyard dead. That wasn't all. God wasn't finished. God going to bring them all down. The same 3 foot, 6 foot three, 300 pounds. I went up on the concrete. We was getting ready to pour some concrete. And I got down. I was tying some rebar. And heard this big guy walk up. Walked on the steel. big size 16. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm down there, Brother Jim, and I see when it's coming. That devil said, he's going to hit you, he's going to hit you. You know how the devil tell you, you got some kind of disease, you're going to die from that. Tell the devil, shut up. Shut your mouth. That's right, I tell him to shut your mouth. So I was down there, and he walking over the rebar. Boom, 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 boom. Right where I was at. And I'm standing, I see size 16. The devil said he's going to hit you across your head. Put your hand on your head, he's going to hit you in your head. I felt fear trying to come over me. But I thought about it. The Bible said perfect love casts out all fear. I realized that fear is torment. It is of the devil. You don't have to fear nothing that God haven't said. You don't have to fear no devil. You're victorious. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. Brother Joy, I stood there and I could see him. And I just kind of slowly look up. When I look in his face, he looked at me and his knees stopped bowed. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. He dropped on his knees down on the rebar with me. Big guy. And he reached his hand out. The devil said, he's going to crush every ball in your little hand. I reached my hand out. He grabbed my hand. He said, I just want to tell you, I don't want to bother with this no more. He said, please, whatever you believe in, just leave me alone. And he walked away. And from that day until this day, this message is live. You stand for this, and it'll stand for you. Are you hearing me? And I thank God, because I stand for this, I'm going to escape the bomb that's coming to America. Because of this, amen, God held back the four winds of war. Amen. For what? Amen. Amen. I think what my brother, World War I, that's right. World War I. The 11th month, the 11th day, 11 o'clock, 11 minutes after, 11 minutes before, they was out there fighting and everything. All of a sudden, stopped the war. Why? Why? General, who stopped the war? I didn't stop the war. Well, who stopped the war? Who gave us the order? I don't know. And from this day, nobody know. But I know. God had to hold back those angels on the four corners, held back the four winds. They held back the war, church. Why they held it back? Until the 144,000 Jews be sealed. But before the Jews can receive their sealing. Come on. Oh, I feel like preaching now. Before the 140, you thinking about the 144,000. But before they get their sealing, you got to get your sealing. The sealing angel got to seal you. You got to have a burden. Let me tell you, you can't have a burden for nobody if God ain't dropping your heart. It's not you that having a burden. It's him in the inside. It's got to be a sign and a cry. God help us. God help us. Let me sigh and cry. God held back the four winds. For what? For the Gentile bride. Oh my God. The prophet of God said, I the one that caused the locusts to come, the caterpillar. He said, I was the one that caused Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin. Amen. It was a mass murder, church. And Jesus said, and I ain't going to hold you long. By 1 o'clock, we'll be out here. And Jesus said, Jesus, 130 pounds, walked on the shores. He told the church for that day. He said, don't y'all let your flight be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. Well, why? It's because Titus is coming in. Who is Titus? It's a general. Never mind. Just do like I said. Amen. See, something you might don't can't explain it. Just believe it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how a brown cow eat green grass and produce white milk. I just drink the thing. Are you hearing me? I'm not trying to figure out how I go to an ATM machine and I put this in and the money comes out some way. I'm not going to try to worry about that. One thing I know, I got my change, what I want, and I'm gone. Amen. Now, it's the world calling on that spirit. Let the bride. Bride members. How many brides we got in here? Ooh-wee. Can we as a bride, can we call on the rapture? You say, call on the rapture. The rapture is already in us. We got to call. We got to have a birth pain. We got to have a desire. Lord, I'm sick and tired on this earth. Oh my. If you love this world, you ain't something wrong with you. Amen. We go to work. We come back home. Death. Somebody die. Troubles on the job. I'm sick and tired of this place. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get a body change. But what the bride got to do, she got to get desperate. She got to get desperate. Jesus said, don't let your flight be in the winter, not on the Sabbath day. But you know what? The make-believers or the church folks. Man, I just, Brother Branham. I found many things what Brother Branham was off on. Brother, we got a long time. A gentleman told me, said, we found some things. I said, you found some things? What you found? We found some stuff where the prophet was off. I said, really? Did you? He said, yeah, I found some things. I said, okay. I want to ask you one thing. What you was doing back in them days when you said this message was real? He said, Brother Isaac, I was just doing like the rest of them. I said, well, I'm sorry about you, amen. But I ain't trying to follow nobody. I'm not trying to follow my pastor. I'm not trying to follow Brother Donnie. What I'm doing, I'm following the revealed word of the hour. Are you hearing me? God gave me a Bible. God gave me a book to eat. And I'm going to eat the whole book up. I'm going to get a body change. Amen. I'm going to change. Amen. I'm going to change from mortal to immortality. Let me tell you, church, when I get that change come over me, the dead in Christ going to rise first. And we that are alive, that was faithful, that got out of Jerusalem, we gonna see our loved ones again. You're gonna see people that's gone on. Our dear precious brother, amen, that lost his life some years ago, used to play music up there. If you be faithful, you'll see him again. He won't be old. Brother Jack, y'all be young again. Brother, you made it. No, he'll look at you and say, Brother Jack, I saw it was rough down here. It got rough. And Brother Jack said, yes, it did. It's got tough. But we held on to that word. He said, I was so happy. He said, I saw y'all praising God. I saw y'all had that faith. Let me tell you, church, right now, the saints on the other side is telling us, come on. Come on. Let's get out of here. Let's forget about everything. Let's get to a place. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. I'm sinking. I want the Lord to come. Brother, 2019, we got to go all through this again. Pains and sorrows and aggravation and turmoils and distress. Who want to live here? Some of my loved ones going on, age just crept up on them. Who want to live here? Who want to live in a world with troubles in your home? Marriage scattered apart. People on drugs. Your children turn to be homosexual. Who want to stay here? I'm sick of this earth. I'm sick of this place. I'm crying for a change, Brother Tim. I don't want to keep coming here. But the gym, I want to see a chain. I don't know how you're wired. I don't know how long you've been married. But just think about it, Brother Jim. You get a body chain. You chain back to young again. My God, my God. My God, my God. You wake up in the morning. Your wife up cooking breakfast, amen. And you wake up, you land in the bed. And all of a sudden, oh, it's going to come. Brother Jim, you waking up in the bed, amen. And you trying to get out of it. You getting out of the bed. You know you normally get up. All of a sudden, without realizing, you just jump out of bed. And so happy, you stand in the front of a mirror. Oh my God, who is that? That's you, Brother Jim. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. And I can imagine Brother Jim shouting all in that plate, just shouting around. His wife said, honey, what's going on, Jim? And Jim go walk in there. He said, I don't know what's going on. And he walk in there. And then he see this young lady cooking. He gets scared now. He don't know what he's going to tell his wife or the woman in his house. And she turned around and she said, where is Jim? And she said, oh my God, it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time. It's going to be a time.
I believe that, Brother Terry. I believe that with all my heart. I'm going to see my loved ones again. My mom is gone for 20-something years. I'm going to see her again. I'm going to say, I don't even know what Peter looked like, but I'm going to see Peter and Paul. I never seen Brother Brown in person, but I'm going to see William Brown. And I can tell him, I thank you for getting out of the way and let the Holy Spirit use you. Oh, my God. And we could sit down, Brother Jim. Brother Tim, we could sit down for 1,000 years. Me, you could just talk about the heavenly city. We just talk for 1 million years. Then we're going to go down to Brother Reagan House. He won't be playing his organ. He'll be the music himself. Somebody say, man, you talking about a time on the earth. You ain't got a taste for it. You ain't going to get there. Sometimes my wife at the church, she said, I said, I'm hungry. I said, what you got? What you want? She said, I don't know, but I got a taste for it. I just got a smell for such and such. Well, I may not have that taste for that. She said, I got to get that. I said, well, that place is closed. And sometimes we had to drive way over to get her desire. Because that's what the woman wants. And this bride, you got to call on the rapture. You got to get sick and tired. I'm finna close. You got to get sick and tired. You got to pull on it. Let me tell you something that's true. Desperation. Let me tell you something that's true. You got to pull on the ministry. Let me get up here and address this. I don't know how many ministers in here. I know Brother Terry, and I don't know my brother here. But don't let these brothers become common to you. You'll miss the whole point. I just, Brother Terry, you know what he's going to talk about. We ain't be here too long. God knows I'm tired. I hope Donald don't let him preach too long. You got to get to a place. Lord, I want the word. Brother Joy, another minister. Whatever you do, don't let these brothers become common. Pull on them like you're pulling on me. Can I just slip this in here? Somebody said, you ought to move up to Happy Valley. For what? So I could become common too? No, I like it just the way it is. So when I come back, y'all say, oh, look at Brother Chuck. And I try to give it all I got. Love the word. Love the word. It don't have to be your pastor all the time. Love the word. These ministers got a voice. They got the voice of the archangel. They got the third pull that's going to give your body change. But you got to want the word. You got to pull the word. You got to want it. Brother Perry, while you're out there preaching, they ought to be almost, in a sense, in a spirit sense, not doing it, but grabbing you and pulling your coat off. And Brother Terry said, I don't know what's going on, but honey, something happened to me. That's how you got to want this word. You got to call for the rapture. I'm sorry. You need to wake up in the morning and say, God mercy, Monday morning, I was sure looking for the Lord to come. You say, you're crazy. Well, leave me alone. This is not our home. This is not our home. This ain't for us. We just passing through. But the joy, you just dropped through. You met the young lady. And y'all had some children. That's not your home. Keep walking. Keep walking. Don't let the spirit of Laodicea slow you down. Don't get caught up in the trend of the day. Don't get caught up in commercialism. Don't get caught up in a job. Get to a place. It's either the job or it's church. My wife worked at a little daycare center, but that job take a fake on her. Come on home. Oh no, because I'm going to answer for my house. Oh Lord, what happened? What happened? Huh? I'm going to answer for what goes on in my house. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to get to a place. Amen. You don't work yourself so, people don't work yourself so hard. So hard. They come to church, they're wore out. They can't even pull no more. They go, preach my children. Lord have mercy. How long have you been up there? I got a quote where Brother Brandon said she'll be at least 45 minutes. Hi, Claire. I'm so tired. Hi, Claire. I'm so tired. But to go in the mall. How long you been in the mall? I was trying to get this matching. I went over here and got this pair of shoes. It didn't match them shoes. I need to go over here and get that dress. I went over here to Kato. I went over here. You've been shopping for 4 hours. But when it's a funny thing, that spirit gets so strong when you get in church. Lord have mercy, man. I get to a place now. But children, he just, I tell you, man. He just going, boy. Ooh. He's going way entirely too long. Is you retarded or what? You're going too long. No, not for the bride. Not for the bride. She loves this word. She loves this word. Brother Terry, I pray to God next time you walk up here, they'll be pulling your coat. Ow! Pray, Brother Terry. But Joe, you get up here, they'll be pulling you. I don't pull my clothes off. Brother, you get up here, they grab you. Ow! Give me that word. When Donnie get back, Donnie said, whoa, hold on. What happened to you folks? It's a sign. It's a cry. Come on, musicians. Got to have a burden. You got to call on the spirit of the rapture before there could be a rapture. We're not of Laodicea. This is another age. This is the bride age. Let me just read this right here as the music play real slowly, softly this morning. Do you love him? The prophet God says here, a bride spirit. Notice, see how close it looked. Matthew said, Matthew 24 said, that the two spirits in the last day, the church spirit of the church, the people, and the bride spirit of the bride's people would be so close together till it will deceive the very elect if it was possible. But I thank God for the message of the hour. You love the Lord this morning. Amen. I love the Lord with all my heart. Amen. Jesus is so real to me. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Do you love him this morning? Amen. Let us all stand. We just sang a song, Amazing Grace. It's amazing grace that's keeping us thus far. It's grace that's going to take us home. How many love the Lord with all your heart? Oh, do you love the Lord? Don't you look at somebody and say, I love the Lord this morning. Amen. I'd say, Brother Children, I'm not tired. Oh, my God. Sound like a blowing out speaker. I'm going to let you go, but I want somebody to say, Brother Children, I'm not tired. You could have went another hour. Oh, you sound like a blown out speaker now. Amen. But do you love the Lord? Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Lift your voice and say, praise God. Oh, praise God. Come on. Praise all over the building. Praise God. Do you love him? Don't you thank God you're going to miss that rapture? Don't you thank God you're going to be in glory? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm looking for that body change. Whoa. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's been so good. Come on. Oh, he's been so good to me. Brother Fred, God been good to me. Oh, he's been so good. Who? To you? To me. To me. To me. Oh, he's been. I could have been gone. I could have been lost. I could have been on drugs. Oh, he's been so good to me. Oh, he's been. Come on, musician. Oh, come on, pick it up, pick it up. Hallelujah. Lift your voice like a trumpet. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, oh, oh. God bless you. Oh, praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, man. Love you, man.
Amen. You can be seated for just a few minutes. I know you've got time for one song and one chorus, and that's what we're going to do this morning. Sister Chisholm was planning on giving us two, but to save time, we're going to let her do one song this morning. When she comes back, we'll sing her four or five songs. Ever how many she wants to sing. And Brother David, I want you to come and dismiss us with the chorus of How Great Thou Art. And we'll take care of you later on, buddy. Is that all right to everybody? No problems? Give her a nice hand as she gets ready to sing for you today. Praise the Lord. Brother Joel Yontz didn't know that she was here last night, or we'd have had her sing last night. And that's our fault. We're sorry about that. And a prayer request that didn't get turned in last night. Brother Bert and Sister Barbara Gravely was traveling through the night with her son, Jim Watson. They was going back to, I guess, West Virginia. And he's doing better. And so they just wanted us to keep them in their prayers. So let's remember them through the day. Give our sister one more hand. We appreciate her, don't we? God bless you.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my head as I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. You are great. You do
Y'all help me. We'll just sing one verse and the chorus and you're dismissed. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow with humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, oh, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to God, to thee, how great thou art, how great, how great.
Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless Brother Chisholm, Brother Chisholm's family. We're so glad they're here with us this weekend. God bless you. Let's come back Wednesday night. We'll do it all over again. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them you love them. We'll see you Wednesday night, Lord willing. God bless you. Then sings my soul, my Savior.